And gradually he came to equal that bodhisattva, Samantabhadra, in his quadrillions of vows and practices. He came to equal all the Buddhas, and he came to equal with them the pervasion of all of the universe that he saw projected in the body of Samantabhadra, the bodhisattva. This is a vision of reality vastly greater than anything we've seen in the earlier literature. It has to do with an expansion of the imagination that brought the Mahayana into realms and into practices very different from anything we saw before in the earlier tradition. Now, you could ask yourself, finally, as we encounter the bodhisattva ideal for the first time, how is the bodhisattva ideal expressed in ritual and in philosophy? The most important single concept to express the bodhisattva ideal is the concept of the bodhicitta, a concept that I would translate as the mind of enlightenment, or you might say the mind that seeks enlightenment. To enter the bodhisattva path, it's important to generate, as the texts say, this mind of enlightenment. What is it? Simply the aspiration to seek enlightenment for the sake of all other beings. So a bodhisattva who enters the bodhisattva path starts with some kind of gut feeling. I want to be enlightened in order to bring that enlightenment in some way to others. It has these two components, the component of wisdom, the component of compassion. And this mind of awakening, or mind of enlightenment, is then generated and cultivated as the bodhisattva path proceeds. Now, as you see this evolving in Mahayana literature and Mahayana practice, it becomes quite a complex and subtle concept. You can see at the very beginning that in some respects it's a moral aspiration. I want to help others. I want to develop myself in a way that's going to be helpful to other people. But you can also see that it has what you might call a cognitive component. It involves a perception of yourself as being connected in a relationship of interdependence with all other beings, so that you become aware of yourself in a different way at the same time that you express this moral aspiration. It also has what I would call, I suppose, an ontological component, in the sense that it has to do with an awareness of your own being. In Buddhism, your mind, in the end, is you. Whatever you are is the cultivation and the evolution of your own mind. So if you express this mind of enlightenment, if you feel this aspiration to help others, what you feel is an expression of your own Buddha nature arising from within you. So it has to do with a transformation of your own personality, your own being, as well as a moral aspiration to help others. And then it also is complex, and I think rather subtle, in one further respect. To arouse the mind of enlightenment is a pretty simple thing. You know, we could do that today. In fact, we probably have aspirations that are similar to that very often in the flow of our daily lives. Geez, you know, I'd really like to help others in some way and develop the moral capacity and the insight that would make that effective. It's pretty easy. It's a pretty simple feeling to have. And yet it contains within itself implicitly the full enlightenment of the Buddha. It's the preliminary stirring of your own Buddhahood, arising out of your own simple moral aspiration to help others. So the bodhicitta is an important concept in the Mahayana. It's complex, it's subtle, and it evolves in all sorts of fascinating ways. Finally, I should mention that the bodhisattva path is divided into a series of formal stages. It's not merely an aspiration. It's something that takes a very particular form, as the path did in the earlier tradition. One way to divide it is into six perfections, the perfection of generosity, the perfection of moral conduct, patience, courage, mental concentration, and wisdom. So a lot of Mahayana texts discuss a passage through six stages to reach the experience of full Buddhahood. There are other accounts that divide the path into 10 stages, but they're not radically different than the path that I've just outlined for you, beginning with the experience of generosity and ending with the experience of wisdom. So we can see here, just in this first glimpse of the Mahayana, that the Bodhisattva ideal opens up the practice of Buddhahood to lay people as well as to monks and nuns, and involves a far more expansive vision of the cosmos than anything that we've seen before. In that expanded vision also are celestial Buddhas and Bodhisattvas that will be the topic of our next lecture.